Baseball might not be the first thing I remember, but it's one of the first things I remember. Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we're going to do a little segment called The Sports Weekly, where I talk about things going on in the sports universe. Maybe not Stephen A. Smith potentially running for president, because that's just silly. And if you don't want to know what I'm talking about, that's probably a good thing. This afternoon, I've got a much better sports pundit, writer, and contributor to BrewersFanatic.com. His name's Jason Wang from Seattle, Washington, all the way here onto the Civic Media Radio Network. Reminder, folks, you can listen to me on the Civic Media app, which you can get for free wherever you get your apps from. And I come to you from 540 AM, WAUK, all across southeastern Wisconsin. Welcome back, Jason. And again, thanks for hanging out with us this hump day afternoon. Since you mentioned it, I got to talk about it. So you got into boxing. How did you stumble across boxing? Because I literally stumbled across boxing, and that's how I got into it.
Yeah, I think that's how everybody gets into it. I got into it when Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather were finally fighting in 2015. Sure. And I saw it, and I didn't understand the hype. I was like, I can do better than this. So I rolled into a boxing gym and found out I could not indeed do better than that.
So were you rooting for Pacquiao or Mayweather?
I always root for whoever's smaller. So it was Pacquiao
all the way, right?
Yeah.
Pretty boy Floyd. So that's interesting. My boxing sort of discovery was I was just working out normally in a New York sports club, which is they're all over New York City. And I saw a class of people being trained to do boxing. Now, I have, for my entire life, hated fitness classes. Like, hated them. I will not show up for a fitness class. I don't understand Orange Theory. All I want is myself, a visor, headphones, and, do not bug me when I'm at the gym. That's my approach. But I was like, ooh, that looks really interesting and different, and it looked really difficult to me. So I walked in after the class was over and started talking to the trainer. Turns out this guy's whole family, he grew up in Puerto Rico. And his grandfather was a boxing trainer. His dad was a boxing trainer. So I started to do some one-on-one training with him. And I had thought I had found my puke point, that I knew that very well from playing rugby in college. Oh, no. I was humbled in a completely different way trying to get to a certain skill level in boxing. The idea of being hit and trying to breathe at the same time is so damn hard. People have no idea. They call it a sweet science for a reason. What's your favorite part about boxing, Jason? And do you still box?
I don't box competitively anymore. I think it got a certain point where we would spar, and then everybody was thinking about cutting weight, getting ready for the next fight, and I was thinking about work the next morning. So I figured
it's a little hard.
Probably keep my day job is going to be the better choice. But my favorite part about boxing was how global it was, right? Boxing countries all over, Japan, Puerto Rico, Mexico, America, all over, Germany. I thought that was really cool. And then I just loved the people that I met in the world of boxing, how resilient they were, how cool their stories were, and how grounded they were. Boxing is a sport where you can't afford to be delusional or delirious. So
yeah, you'll get your butt kicked and your bell rung big time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It reminded me, the culture around boxing actually reminded me a lot of the culture that's around rugby, because the sport itself is violent, right? It is dangerous. What I found, and this is rugby the world over, if you are the host team, you get done, you host that team that's traveling, they stay in your homes, you provide them food and a warm bed, and you give them as many adult beverages as they want. It's a real community. And I found the same thing, especially in True Blue boxing gyms. And folks, if you think you've been in a boxing gym and you did not get hit by a wall of stink when you walked in, I have news for you. You were not in a boxing gym. A boxing gym will make, the smell is overwhelming and not in a good way. I always used to do a little bit of Vicks VapoRub before I would go into one particular boxing gym just to get me over the hump before my nostrils got acclimated. Jason, looking at what comes next for the Brewers, we've had some bright spots. both in the bullpen and with the bats. We've been struggling to get loft and to put some long balls out there. Seems to be that some small ball baseball is coming together. What do you think Brewers fans should be looking for as the harbinger of what's to come this season?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to who we're getting back from the injured list, because I think that's going to form the core moving forward. If you look at the number of people or the specific names that we have that are out, a lot of them are very familiar. Brandon Woodruff, Aaron Ashby,
right.
Aaron Civale, Robert Gasser. Those are big names that when they come back will have an impact. And the rotation has pretty much held its own outside of the rough torpedo bat Nestor Cortez start against the Yankees. That's kind of skewing a lot of the numbers. But I think that plus a lot of these younger prospects starting to come into their own, mature, and get more big league reps is going to be really important for driving momentum for the rest of the season.
Yeah, getting those plate appearances, looking at pitches coming off the hands of a lot of different pitchers at big lead speed, big lead movement, and just getting those reps is so important to get to that place of comfortability and to frankly work some kinks out of your hitting practice, right? Like that's yeah. going to be critical. I'm so excited to have you on, Jason. I know we're going to do this again in the coming months, talking boxing, talking baseball. We'll get to good baseball food maybe the next time. Folks, that's Jason Wang. You can check out his great work. He's a writer and contributor at brewerfanatic.com. Thanks so much, Jason. Folks, when we come back, it's going to be What's Your Thing? The midweek sound off. Which one of Donald Trump's many corruption problems do you think is the worst? There are many to choose from. We're going to discuss all that next. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. What's Your Thing? Next on the Civic Media Radio Network.